www.brightsideben.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this cloudy and gray and gloomy day in Minnesota here, Monday, December 12, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are those Christians and them Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, and the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, wish to silence. And, of course, we are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we are known as the cleanup crew because we'll say and do what others leave off. Load them up and put them on the base and throw the ball, and we'll knock it out of the park for you, folks. Folks, again, I want to give you a real heads up, quick heads up, because we got a short amount of time here. We just got back from Nashville, scanning the scene for some new transportation for the ministry when we hit the road here. And so we went from 47-degree weather back to, what was it, 8-degree weather?
That's pretty chilly.
In, here in the state of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But we just got back from down south, and great down south. Those people know how to treat each other. But it was interesting, when we went to the airport, I think that was the worst violation of TSA that I've seen in the country.
Yeah, it was.
And that's in the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting, before we went through, we had to walk through a scanner. And they said they make it real. They make it very clear that, listen, if you don't want the scanner, then you're going to be patted down.
Gee, I wonder what you want.
Boy, no, isn't that a great option? I mean, how about you just keep your stinking
either
rat?
Either I slit your throat or I slit your wrist.
Yeah, how about you? That's exactly right. No, I mean, that's a good way of saying it. It's an issue of just keep your stinking rat claws off me. So the lady tells Jake that the scanner, it doesn't actually put any radiation through unless it detects something. Mm-hmm. And so we walk through them, and of course the little kids get to go through now, which is all good for them, right?
Keep their shoes on too.
Yeah. What about those little adults that should be able to walk through without having their Fourth Amendment violated as well? But then when we get through the scanner, there's a guy standing there saying, "I'm going to put my hands across your chest." And I said, "No, no, no, no." I said, "You don't need to be putting your hands on me." I said, "I just went through your scanner that you said goes off if it detects anything." And so it's interesting, folks. Really what it comes down to is this. Just forget it not and prove me wrong and tell me if I'm wrong on this. They just want you to submit at all costs. They just want to make sure that they themselves are in control. Yeah. End of story. Let me say this one more time. This is an illegal maneuver by the TSA. This is against the law, folks. And it's against the law in such a fashion that they have not the right to put their hands on you at all. But yet they continuously try to push it forward so they can just get one of their little rat pinkies on you to see, you know, I just got to know that I'm in control. I know that I haven't had to discipline myself to be put in this position. You know, I'm one of those guys that got picked on in public schools. And tell me I'm crazy there.
Yeah, they do have a badge.
Well, look at them.
Look at that
badge. Dude, there's something wrong with them. They carry the demigod attitude, and they love their position.
Yes, they do.
And they have to, let me say this too. You have to debase yourself to put yourself in a position like that. And they got these badges on. I would be ashamed to be wearing that. I am the violator. I'm a pervert. I can't get a normal job, but where I can get a job is my government will give me a job violating my own people. Mm-hmm. And the only way that that happens is if the American people let it happen.
Yep.
So anyways, to say that, we just got back from Nashville.
Yes, we did.
And let me say it again, that was probably the worst I've seen the TSA.
Yeah, it was very shocking.
In the Bible Belt.
That's where I find it. And it wasn't an international airport. It was just in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they had these big old scanners. And just the question that you asked before, I prefer to be secure in my person's papers and effects. That's what I prefer. You don't go with their two options. But when you go through those scanners, there's something that was, they have little badges on. The U.S., U.S. TSA or something. I asked to look at this little badges guy, and he proudly showed me. These people look forward to getting up and going to work in the morning. That's the type of position this is. And folks,
what a condemning job, though.
If there was nobody that was willing to do it, what would happen then?
Yeah.
What would the TSA do then?
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, it's your federal government violating your Fourth Amendment right.
And
if it was a private enterprise, big deal. But it's
you
not.
Know what? But the airlines have the option to opt out.
Of course
and it
they
tells
do.
A lot. And you know, I told my wife about what happened there, and she said, well, you know what? The airline sales have to have, mm-hmm. you know, been cut dramatically since. And they are. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. I mean, the way that the ticket sales have to go throughout the airlines, they have been dramatically cut because people aren't going to travel that way because they're not going to subject themselves to such a violation.
Yeah.
And it's really violating. Mm-hmm. It's like you can have a great trip plan, but the downer of the whole trip is knowing you have to go through the violation line.
Yeah.
And you know what's even funnier than that? When you see people with a smile on their face when they're being patted down and they say, "I feel safer."
Missing something here.
You feel safer.
Yeah. Just give up all your liberties.
You know, back
really
in the day,
safe.
You used to be able to just run to the little metal detector and your whole family's able to go to the airplane with you.
Yeah.
But I guess not no more.
Mm-hmm.
I felt just fine doing that. I felt okay. I didn't have to worry about anybody wanting to put their claws on me.
That's right.
Yeah.
No mud slung on you before your nice trip.
Yeah. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. A little frustrated. But it was fun going down south for a minute. 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call, 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, when we were in Nashville, this was, it was important. We got up into the room, and I wanted to check out what the conservatives were talking about really quick, and I couldn't find a conservative news channel. In Tennessee, Bible Belt. But when I skipped over a channel, I never watch TV. I just want everybody to understand this. I never watch TV. End of story. I just don't do it. But I turned it on just to check on the news, to watch the news real quick, and just to see what they were saying. And when I was flicking over the channel, I noticed it came up to something called The Beverly Hills Bride. And when I was watching The Beverly Hills Bride, what it was a bunch of overweight women. Literally, they were overweight women. They were bigger women. And they were getting married, and they were being tried on and tailored to measure, right? Measured to tailor.
Foo-foo.
And there was one individual who had actually was sized up for the tailor a year prior to her coming in for this television production. And when she tried to put it on, the tailor said to her, it doesn't fit anymore. And the lady that weighed 280 pounds, she was as wide as she was tall, folks, in this situation. I kid you, negative. And the overweight, large, obese woman got mad at the tailor for saying that her dress that she tried on a year prior doesn't fit her anymore. And so I'm watching this, and the lady comes back, the tailor comes back to the obese woman and says to her, ma'am, it's going to cost you $1,000 for alterations on your dress. She said, I'm not paying $1,000 for the alterations on my dress. I am not 6 inches bigger than I was last year. There's something wrong here. And I thought to myself, lady, you could have lost 180 pounds before anybody would have noticed you lost any weight. That's how big she was. I'm not kidding. It made me mad. And so the tailor goes back to the boss, comes back in, obviously because it was on television. They said, we're going to make it work for the lady that was too big for her now, mm-hmm. too small dress. So what they did is they made the alterations on her dress. And they absolved $1,000 for the woman who didn't know when to stop feeding her face. And isn't it interesting that they absolved the $1,000 rather than telling the woman we're not paying for it, and yes, you did grow 6 inches over the last year. They appeased her, and then they hugged her, and what they did is the standard was now lowered to call that love.
Mm. Now any fat person can go there and get
But look at the cost incurred to the person that didn't tell her the truth. Mm-hmm. The question is, would you have done that, Jake?
That's a judgment to themselves.
No, I'm asking you, their offenses carry their own judgment. Yeah, I understand that, but I'm asking you the question, would you absolve the $1,000 in this person's dress?
Oh, are you kidding me? No! It's like I wouldn't absolve a dollar!
It's like the lady a couple weeks back we talked on the radio that was walking down the aisle and she was too big to go down the aisle and she said they need to make these aisles bigger. This is what liberals do, folks. They want you to get out of the way. They want you to absolve the cost to make it work for them on your dime and not on their own. Mm-hmm. There were her sisters, back to the lady that was too big for her now, too small dress. They were all mad at the tailor. Conservatives, real conservatives, Christians, this is what the unrighteous do. They blame you because of their lack of restraint, because of their lack of obedience. I don't care. If I was the tailor, I would say, ma'am, that's fine. Go somewhere else and get a different tarp. Mm-hmm. Dress.
But you're going to pay me for the dress that you had me make.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Because here's what it comes down to. If she won't discipline herself to fit into her dress, then guess what? The owners of the company have to discipline themselves a little bit more to make another $1,000 extra to pay for her lack of discipline. Who should be paying here? This is exactly what we have with entitlements and discipline in our country right now. Who should be paying? Should I have to go out and work an extra hour because bum Joe Schmo on the side of the road doesn't want to work an hour to feed himself?
Yeah.
Common sense. It really is common sense. It's so pathetically common.
Yeah.
A little kid, that analogy that I told before. She's going to run for president and solve homelessness. And so what her dad said, great, I got a good idea. Here's how you can start. You can come work at my company and be a janitor. Make money and then give to the poor people so they can get a place to live. She said, well, Daddy, why don't the poor people just go work for you? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's common sense.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that they swallowed the pill.
They sure did.
Literally. It's they fall for the fact that they're sick rather than making bad choices.
And so then everybody in that room that saw them swallow the pill thought, hey, maybe if I get too fat to fit in my dress, I'll just come to the Beverly Hillbilly, whatever that place was called,
That's
and they'll
right.
pay for my fat dress, too. And then pretty soon, there's going to be no money left because all the fat people are buying fat dresses.
All the McDonald's and Dairy Queen will be packed up making all the money.
That's
they probably
right.
got a big,
That's
big
right.
outlet, right, fast food outlets right next door. Yeah.
They're putting flyers up.
About 5 years ago, I was watching a program on TV where a man weighed literally 1,100 pounds, folks, no exaggeration, who had an eating disorder. He was so big that he couldn't even get out of bed, poor guy. As time went on during the show, the camera crew started to play the emotions of the TV audience by taking a shot that showed the man lying helplessly in bed, then immediately swinging back to the audience who began weeping for this man who just couldn't help himself. The audience was playing right into the hands of the camera crew. However, the camera crew made a mistake and pulled the camera back to the man lying on the bed, and lo and behold, there was the problem. The man that couldn't help himself had a plate of food right under his face, and what I noticed is that it was his hand that took the food and shoved it into his own mouth. I didn't see anybody shoving the food into his face or holding a gun to his head to make him eat. No, this man was making a choice. He was voluntarily feeding his body, but America fell for the fact that he was sick. And by the way, the man died. And why? Because everybody felt sorry for him rather than loving on him and telling him the truth that you need to close your mouth and quit eating so much. and quit playing up to these individuals. But I guess it works for the bureaucracy, especially the food corporations, you know, supersize me.
Yeah, but all those that allow it are the ones that pay the bill at the end of the day.
Yeah.
When we see these kind of it's injustice.
It's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous.
We got to pay. There's got to be a discipline made up. I mean, it's like natural law. You can't actually destroy matter. It can't be destroyed. It just gets put in a different form. It's the same way here. You can't overcome the fact that if you want to live, you have to have discipline. But if you're a fat guy that doesn't want to discipline himself, then guess what? Your husband, wife, your the taxpayers of your city are going to have to discipline themselves twice as much.
That's
because
right.
You wouldn't discipline.
Someone at length is going to pay for it.
That's right.
And it's a socialist mentality when they fall for that.
Yeah.
Instead of taking a stand and holding the standard up,
yeah.
They lower it and they make it work for the socialist.
Gosh.
Because it is a socialist mentality.
Yeah.
It's a welfare state mentality.
Nope.
You owe me something and you're going to right my wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, and you're going to pay for my lack.
Yeah, this is good, because John Smith, when he came over here and started the colony Jamestown, or was one of the founders of Jamestown, he actually made it work. What happens is people were coming over, and most of them were rich folks, and they didn't want to work. Now, when you got here, you had to plant gardens. You had to do a whole bunch of stuff just to stay alive. It's not like there was gold and food just waiting for them when they came over. So some of the people got the idea, and this is what they did as a colony. Everybody worked, and everybody ate. Well, a lot of people decided, you know what, I don't want to work. I don't want to do my fair share.
Yeah.
But they still expected to eat. So what John Smith did is he saw that people were starving to death and they were dying.
Yeah.
He came in and said, listen, if you don't, he took it right out of the Bible, the Puritan work ethic. If you don't work, you don't eat. A couple days later, those people started to get really hungry. Guess
That's
what
right.
they did? They
That's
went
right.
and worked.
Good job.
Just that little tweaking of what is right.
Putting things into perspective.
And not only did the people that didn't work and that were lazy in the beginning get to survive now and learn how to be responsible and cause survival to come to their own households, but everybody prospered. And then there came this little idea of free enterprise. Socialism comes in and says, well, no matter how much you work, everybody gets to eat, everybody gets a vacation, everybody gets cars, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Housing becomes a right, education becomes a right, blah, 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 blah. They create all these rights. Well, in that particular time, free enterprise said, if you want to work a little bit harder, guess what? You get a little bit more wealth or a little bit more food. That gave an incentive for people to bust their cracks. When you take the incentive away, everything collapses because now people say, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for that.
That's right.
But pretty soon, it all wears out because socialists have to live off of capitalism. Capitalism is ultimately, you work, you're rewarded for your work. And that's a godly principle, if you keep it within those dynamics.
That's common sense.
Exactly. It's a law of nature, too.
Yeah.
If I don't feed my body, it dies.
When I grew up, I used to have to go out and work my butt off, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, doing
paper out
with my
mom,
right? I had to save up my money to go get a $35 pair of roller skates to go roller skating on Saturdays.
Yeah.
My friend, who went from a welfare kid to a very wealthy individual because his mom married into a millionaire, he didn't have to work for anything. Everything was handed to him.
Mm.
When you look at who had to work for what they had, I'll tell you what, the way I took care of what I had, in his $150 leather uppers with urethane wheels, mine meant a lot more to me than his ever did to his, because he didn't have to work for a thing.
That's right.
It was a blessing to me, and it was a curse to him. We're going to take Russell up right after this break. We're going to talk about the TSA for 2 minutes, and we're going to break off into our preface.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get on our discourse here.
And
Bradley and Jake, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, the guy that we call the other guy. Right off the offset of the show here, we had actually talked about our experience with TSA in Nashville, and we got Russell online. Welcome to the show, Russell. You got Bradley and Jake.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So I have a lot to say about strategic flaws in the Terminal Security Agency. Do you want to hear the short version or the long version?
How about the short one? Because we got such a short amount of time, Russell. Go for it.
Let's start with the gaping obvious. It's not like the old days where if the plane gets hijacked, everybody's going to Cuba to be ransom off and then to go off to around their business. Since 9/11, everybody's mentality about hijackings have changed. Some foul-smelling terrorist pulls out a box cutter and says, "Everyone to the back of the plane." Who's going to the back of the plane?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
That's who.
That's right. That's right. I ain't moving.
Nobody is.
That's right.
So, I mean, not even getting started on the other gaping security holes. It's not even about security.
I don't even think it comes down to common sense anymore, Russell. No. It's just continuously inundating with the people with the propaganda. One of the things that we noticed in the airport again was the new commercial that the Homeland Security is coming up with. And it's interesting that it's a white man setting off a bomb in New York City. Yeah. And it's like, wait a second, for 10 years we've been told this is about extreme Muslims, radical Muslims,
and now all of a sudden... No, we've got to screen air marshals and pilots. And
yes, of course, that's right. Interesting point, Russell. I got a friend that's an airline pilot. I asked him, are you carrying? He said, for years, even up to this point, they're still not allowed to carry. We did notice that the doors were set in such a way on the airplanes now where they're totally reinforced. But we asked, as a matter of fact, even on this trip, we asked our steward. His name was James. We said, are they allowed to carry? He said, we can't give out that information. But me knowing that they're not allowed to carry yet, they do have air marshals on the plane sporadically once in a while, and he knows it, but the public at large doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, in any given situation where the American people are allowed to carry, our Second Amendment right is being violated as well, America, is the fact that when we have those situations where we're allowed to carry, it's interesting how crime just completely dissipates mm-hmm. in every sense of the word. So great points. I agree with you 100%, Russell. The writing's on the wall as to what's going on. It's interesting that this has been aimed at the American people since day one, and might I recite again what James Madison said? He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. You can take it for what you want, folks, but who knew better than our forefathers who resisted a tyrant in them days?
There's got to be a reason that they wrote it down in the Bill of Rights. I mean, wouldn't you think?
Well, the Declaration of Independence, look at the violations, my gosh. I mean, what administration since I've been alive hasn't committed these same atrocities against mm-hmm. the American people? People that our forefathers resisted the tyrant King George were committing against them.
Mm-hmm.
We the people.
By force.
I mean, what's the legacy that's been given unto us? Our forefathers said no to tyranny. They said throw off tyranny. They said don't allow tyranny. But what are we taught today? Accept it or else. Mm-hmm. Accept it or else.
And nothing you can do.
And that's
fear.
Baloney.
Fear.
That's right. That's it. Fear, oppression. That's not the spirit of America.
Right.
It's bravery, valor, courage.
Morality.
These colors don't run. These colors don't submit. What? Again, the military is supposed to go out there and ratify the Constitution with their lives. But in America, here at home, we're called to counterfeit them and forfeit them. I'm sorry, forfeit them.
Mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense to me. Most people say, I don't get it. I just don't understand. No, it's because you don't want to understand. You trust your government too much, and that's your problem. And by the way, I want to say this just for the record. We should be able to trust our government.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to. But tell me something. How do you trust a government that is found out to be liars at every turn that they take? What about the presidency? Bill Clinton, what he said in his administration, he admits that he was lying to the American people after his administration is done with. Which president hasn't done that? Which president has been found to be upright, without flaw, perfect, before God and man? Which one?
The one that the people wouldn't demand anything other than that.
Yo, but we're told today, Jake, let's just accept the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
No. How about we accept no evil, and we accept only righteousness and uprightness in the leaders that we allow and entrust to serve we the people?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it should come down to.
Absolutely.
And nothing less. Not one that's been divorced three times. Not one that's lied to the American people and is found out. Not tax cheats. Not fraudulent individuals or perjurers or whatever the case might be. Now what you do in government is you take those people like tax cheat Geithner mm-hmm. and you appoint him as the commissioner
that's
over
right.
the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah, you know
it's completely backwards, folks.
Yep.
And we should not tolerate this whatsoever.
And the key to this is, if we want freedom, patriotism, bravery, and all of that other stuff, it starts with morality. Because how can you step into a ring if you are morally compromised and actually do battle and stand up for your country if you know that the second you stick your head out, your enemy's going to lop it off because he's got something on you? If we have morality, we will have strength. And that is where we need to start with everything. That's why it's so silly when political folks debate and argue about economy and economics, because
yeah.
it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with morality. If we will not lie, if we will not steal, if we will not commit adultery, we're going to be strong. And guess what? We'll be able to stand up and point the finger
right.
at somebody that does.
That's right.
But until that day, just like when these guys are debating out in the debates about morality and things like that.
Parleying.
Exactly. That's
yes.
all they're doing. They're exchanging
yes.
opinions, and don't get too harsh on the
that's
moral
right.
thing, because you might actually point out my corruptions.
Okay, you brought up a good point. because just this week, I actually heard Rick Santorum, and this was great what Rick said.
Yeah.
He was asked to go on Donald Trump's debate, and only him and Gingrich were the ones that responded to the call. And he said to this conservative radio station, everybody knows what it is, and he said to him that, listen, if you can handle his debate, you can handle the presidency of the United States. Immediately, the anchor, the news anchor for this conservative outlet cut him off. Because they knew that he was opting them out for not asking real questions to the candidates as well. But knowing that Donald Trump would. Now, by the way, I'm not advocating Donald Trump here. I'm just saying, you know what? The guy does say what's on his mind, good or bad. You know what? In this situation, he's looking out for the country. So I want to see what righteousness can be found in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we need to go. One more point.
Mm-hmm.
You had also brought up, you know, about fear and all this other stuff, tyranny, oppression, so on and so forth. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said? He said, where the people fear the government, you have liberty.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, where you have where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Mm-hmm. That's right, because that's just. And that's a proper balance in government and we the people, folks, and forget it not. Mm-hmm. They are not demigods. This is not a monarch. They are not despots. They are not kings. They are servants. End of story. Under God, in a republic, one nation, under God.
That's right.
Amen.
And that when we're under God, we have morality, we have strength.
Speaking of which, since we're on this little divine road, I want to say this, folks, and I want you to hear me real clear, America, world. This up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. I'll say it again. This is not about the survival of poor Obama, who's found out at every turn.
So mean to me.
It's about the survival of America, folks, and forget it not. Again, I'll say it one more time. This election is not about the survival of Obama. It is about the survival of your country, America, and forget it not.
Got it. And on the eve of that quote, we have now Mr. Obama get on 60 Minutes claiming that he did not overpromise, backpedaling a little bit of all those lovely, fluffy words that he campaigned on. That there's been no execution of the myth that was portrayed to us through his wonderful poetic speeches that he gave.
Yes.
But now we get to deal with the actual, just like that bridal dress place at the end of the day. They got to balance their books and say, man.
Beverly Hills Bride.
That just cost me $1,000.
Yeah.
We're going to have to deal with reality. And now Obama, who's actually campaigning, and I steal
this
from another man.
He's been campaigning since day one.
Against reality. He's not campaigning against anybody else other than the reality, the fruit
That's
of
right.
what this administration has been.
And he does have a record that he's running against, folks.
Woo!
And I'll tell you what, that wall's about ready to fall on him, yeah?
You got that right. So let's hear him as he speaks to justify himself on 60 Minutes. And folks, you have common sense. You judge.
Did you overpromise? Did you underestimate how difficult this was going to be?
I didn't overpromise, and I didn't underestimate how tough this was going to be. I always believed that this was a long-term project. It's a
long-term.
Short-term project. And, you know, for individual Americans who are struggling right now, they have every reason to be impatient. Reversing structural problems in our economy that have been building up for two decades, that was going to take time. It was going to take more than a year. It was going to take more than 2 years. It was going to take more than one term. Probably takes more than one president.
Okay, so at the end of this thing, everything you're promising us is going to come to us in America. Now it's going to take time. It's going to take more than a year. It's going to take more than a term. In other words, vote for me again because I'm going to finish this. This is what he said. I'm a persistent son of a gun. I just got to stay at it. Please, stop us with your staying at it because you're killing us. Somebody else said, I'm going to finish the job that's done. There's still 350 million Americans that are employed. I need to finish them off,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we don't have 350 people in our populace, by the way. It's 303 million.
Ooh, ooh.
But then again, he thought there's 57 states in our union as well.
He wants to finish the job, folks. And that's just talking about job. This is what he's saying. I'm being judged against the ideal, he said. Joe Biden has a good expression. He's going to quote the Joe Biden. He says, don't judge me against the Almighty. Judge me against the alternative. Speaking before of the lesser of two evils. Obama predicted the fight to the Republican nomination won't be resolved quickly. And he said, I'm not even worried about it because they have the same ideals and the same principles. Well, folks, he's coming out of the same playbook. It's called destruction to your liberties. It's called destruction by tyranny. Obama is counting on voters to give him credit for a vote. Now, get this. This is what he's campaigning on. This is what he's hoping that you will love. His Great Depression bailouts that stopped the Great Depression.
That
he's
he hoping, created.
He's hoping that you'll
that
love him because
George
of that.
Bush created, yes.
His signature series health care law. And even in public, right now, with the direction of our country, his achievements of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Those are the things he's campaigning on, hoping that you'll love him so much
that,
that,
that
you put him back in office.
Less than 1.8% of the population. Wow. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. So grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Welcome back, folks, to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to know who we are, folks, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my personal Facebook, it's Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. Right before the break, Jake was talking about Mr. Obamanation, and I want people to understand this quote by none other than who could best give it a better definition than he already has. And who would know better than Mr. Franklin Roosevelt when he said this? He said, "People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made."
And you know what?
Fall to power, America.
He probably agreed it was going to take more than one term.
Yeah.
Maybe just, 2 terms.
Just forget about
Wait
the three presidents that were before Obama that set the stage for him. in process. Do your best to just forget about those guys and just look at Obama like he's the bad guy, especially all you deceived individual Bushites out there that think Mr. Bush was an innocent, godly individual. I'm still trying to figure out what Bible you people are reading to accept him as a Christian man.
But
we shall not judge his faith. Right. Folks, you shall judge them by their fruits.
That's right.
End of story.
Obama says, don't judge me by the Almighty. Oh, judge me against the alternative.
Interestingly, he would say that, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah, don't judge me by him who is the standard.
That's right.
No, judge me by fallen standard, man's carnal nature.
That's exactly right. And speaking of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his New Deal, notice how many terms it took him to push as much as he did. He was the only president elected for more than two terms, got into his fourth term. So they know that it's going to take time. It's going to take executive power to keep pushing these things through. But just remember the three things that Obama is campaigning on right now against reality. Avoiding a second Great Depression by bailing out all of those companies.
No.
And then ragging on them and saying, good job, all you Occupy people. Demand from them accountability. Well, you demand for them. You bring them into your financial advisors. The second thing, passing a signature health care law. He's campaigning on that, saying, look at how great this is, and this is awesome. It's going to bust our country. This will get me in a second term. Thirdly, his wonderful work and achievements in the Don't Ask, Don't Tell for gay service members. And then to ice off the cake, he says,
I mean, everybody cares about that.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense,
the biggest talk
they're
right
all
now.
Advocating that. Yeah. I mean, that's more than that's more important than anything else. Yes.
That's top priority.
Yeah.
And now that he opened
for all
the door,
of us.
Now that they opened the door, of course, they want bestiality now. Next.
And transgender.
So maybe that'll be a
pull
great
away the
thing.
Sodomy laws. Yeah.
No rules, no laws.
No.
And also, to top it all off, he's hoping that you'll look at his record of eliminating Osama bin Laden. And other top Al-Qaeda leaders.
Yeah.
And then that's going to get him into office. But when it comes to the economy, we've got a lot more work to do, he conceded.
Yeah. And that's his job, Jake, is to make sure everybody's got jobs, right?
Of course. That's in the Constitution. Wait a minute.
Can you show me where? Because I just read that the other day.
I'm sorry. You know what? I don't actually think they're all running on that, Jake. No,
I thought it was their job to get out of the way and do their two purposes.
That's right.
Keep out foreign enemies and enforce the laws of the conglomeration of our Constitution.
Right. Equality and justice, that creates an environment of what? Peace, prosperity, and wealth, and job creation.
But I guess they're the new molders of the cast.
That's right. But if you're trying to, if you're trying to construct and remold everything, well, then you've got to get that power.
You have to tear down and you recreate it in your own image.
Get people to be ignorant.
That's right.
You know what?
And just accept him as a constitutional scholar for the USSR. I can accept that.
Hey, as a matter of fact, speaking of other countries outside of this, I'm going to say three things, and you tell me. If this belongs to, you might be a communist if, and I'm just going to name off three things. You ban poinsettias from a government school. You rename a Christmas tree a holiday tree in a state building. This is way off the topic. You threaten your neighbors with unexpected consequences if they want to put up Christmas lights. Or you have a nativity scene in your front yard. Which one doesn't belong? I think those that enjoy nativity scenes, as a matter of fact, the morons from separation of whatever they're called, is now encountering the Wisconsin government center because it has a nativity scene. So let me just tell you, you've taken the side of North Korea, who said it will bomb South Korea if any Christmas lights are displayed at the border.
Wow.
It's insane. What are you scared of?
Oh, by the way, we got an email this week.
And
we were out of town. Sorry, I did not get back to everybody right away. We've been out of town. Just got back into town on Saturday. We take off the Sabbath. Oh, don't get into that argument.
But the Sabbath's on Saturday.
Yeah. Gee whiz.
There's a gnat over there. I'm going to get that gnat.
I get this email, and it's basically telling me about the whole Christmas situation and how it's a Roman cultic holiday. We were just at Andrew Jackson's house too in Nashville, and we found out the Christmas tree came in during the Civil War. And then why was the Civil War, and why did Andrew Jackson? I mean, there's so many. There's such a let's stick to the points that really matter. What I care about is Christ in Christmas. You want to start arguing about the tree? You want to start arguing about the time of the holiday? Listen, how I look at it is it's the birth of Christ. And it has everything to do with Christmas. That's it. If you want to make something more out of that, go ahead and do that. But do it on your time, because I don't have time to sit there and nitpick over things that don't matter to anybody but you.
And look, Christmas is a federal holiday that honors the birth of our Savior, who is the author
end
of our
story.
Life and freedom.
End of story.
That's right.
I mean, you want to play with the branches on the tree? You go ahead and play with those. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to do with that. Mm-hmm. I care about Christ. That's all I care about. That's my job. And by the way, one more thing. I'm not a pastor, folks. I'm a preacher of righteousness. End of story. Okay? Don't email me and call me Pastor Bradley. I'm not a pastor. Don't like it. If you knew me for 5 minutes, you would know that I wasn't a pastor. I had a guy say to me one time, Bradley, you beat those sheep. I said, if they were sheep, you know, he said, if you keep beating them, they're going to leave. I said, well, if they're sheep, they won't leave. Mm-hmm. They're going to stay close to the shepherd, aren't they?
That's right.
Well,
unless they're goats, right?
That's right. Bah. Or Nubian goats.
That's true.
And
those
yep. See, now they're.
Beat that
guys,
goat.
Are you guys checking out the skills of our producer? Is she on it or what?
Not or what. Yep. I'd say she's on it.
She's and
now, the Obama administration just recently challenged the Arizona law. This is also part of what he's campaigning.
I think he needs a little more time to destroy our borders. I think it's the president's job to throw people in jail that are protecting our borders. And
almost
I think
definitely.
And I think it's the DOJ's job to put illegal weapons in the hands of warlords in other countries to basically kill off our border patrol. Yeah. I mean, isn't that his job? And if that doesn't work, then it's also his job to sue our governors that are doing what he and his administration should be magnifying.
And guess what? They're suing him because they are doing what he even admits we're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
Wait a minute here.
I'm almost to the point of talking jive.
Wow.
I am.
Okay, so some people say he just doesn't know what he's doing. No, folks, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He is not.
Exactly.
There is no way that man is one of us.
Just
there is no way.
Now, there's some of the things that Jimmy Carter, I don't know what to make of Jimmy Carter. I think the guy is completely dunce, and his policy was absolutely terrible.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing, Jake, and he makes Jimmy Carter look like a little boy in poopy diapers.
He does.
Yes,
because
he
knows of what he does.
Yeah, he does. He does know what he does.
Exactly.
And people, if you think he doesn't know what he does, I'm telling you what, you better read history, because if you don't read it, you're liable to repeat it.
But I think
they know exactly what they do.
I think what we need to do is give him another term, because it's just not finished yet. We're going to see. This is all going to turn around, according to him. You just got to give me another turn. You got to believe in me, have faith in me, pass the bill, we'll read it later.
Ignore,
you know what I mean?
Ignore my attacks on the foundations of your country.
Yeah.
Everything that I've done advocating queerifying the elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of that, and me attacking governors that are doing their job. Just,
you know,
and helping the unions and
I'm working against racism here, too.
Hey,
guys.
At least give me credit for Blagojevich, huh?
That's true.
I mean, don't show those pictures of me and him making a deal when I left. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
But this mainstream media didn't say a thing about it, did they?
No.
Yeah.
And why would they when he's their man?
That's right. Hey, if he can't do it, then who can? Obama, he can do it. If Obama can't, then who can?
He's done a pretty good job of it.
He has.
Destroying.
That's all he's done.
If you have right now on our borders, this is all Arizona is saying, and I'm going to get to a good news here.
You better make it quick.
Justice Kagan recused herself from a case involving Arizona immigration law because she worked for the same Justice Department that was condemning the immigration law.
The fox in the chicken coop, folks.
But I do got to say, and this isn't to settle for anything, she's not on the bench. I'm surprised that they didn't try to keep her on. To this. I mean, that is the rashness of what they do. Their boldness to just say, you know what? I don't really care. Like when you've got the president of the DNC here today talking about how she's going to tell this Fox anchor that, well, hold on a second. Unemployment hasn't been up since Obama's been in office. That's what she told her. Had the nerve. No, that's not true. That's false. You're wrong there. So then she had to slowly walk her through and say, what about all the promises? And, oh, in fact, unemployment hasn't been solved since Obama's been in office. But the boldness
but again,
they have in their ignorance.
Why do we keep talking about him producing jobs, folks? It's not his job to do that.
Morality.
It's his job to get out of the way so you can do that.
And get on the borders so that we don't have immorality coming through the borders, which is exactly what this administration
is. So you have to create
on.
What? Dependency. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to spew down on you again tomorrow.
Like a boxer.
We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you then.